The one business still booming in Afghanistan is transport. Laden with exports, from fruits to minerals, thousands of trucks can still make their way through the narrow passes and border crossings. Even this has slowed since the Taliban took over.
In previous years, we were transporting and going with our trucks 8 to 9 trips a month, but now we can only do once a month. There are no businessmen, so there's no one to hire us.
More Afghans are struggling to feed their families than ever before. After 4 decades, there is peace, but people are still waiting to benefit from it. The aid-reliant economy collapsed when funds were suspended and $9 billion of Afghan central bank's assets were frozen. The UN appealed for $4.4 billion in aid, but barely half of that has been pledged.
Hundreds of thousands of people have lost their jobs. An estimated 90% of this population lives below the poverty line. But Taliban leaders say they are going to resurrect the economy and are on target to make $2.5 billion this year.
Our budget annually...
The Ministry of Finance is challenging international organizations to audit its claims that the country is now corruption-free.
The budget and target is completely dependent on our own revenue resources. We have generated about $800 million from customs, $400 million from non-tax revenues, which mostly come from mines.
Mining is an important part of Afghanistan's economy, providing employment to an estimated 1 million people. That includes not just the miners themselves, but also traders, transporters and exporters.
There was always fighting. That's why there wasn't much consideration for mines. The Islamic Emirates started operations in the mines ministry, and in 1 year, we have realigned many pending projects. We will build a huge exchange for Afghan minerals in Kabul for local and international traders.
That and much else still depends on the Taliban being recognized as Afghanistan's legitimate government. Until then, more Afghans will have to buy stale bread from this market, where promises about the future still mean little. Sama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Kabul.